The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
What an incredible example of bias in reporting. Hey, if you were listening on Friday, we spent a considerable amount of time on a brand new bit of research released from Science Magazine. It was the most extensive study yet about same-sex behavior as it relates to genetics, biology, and so forth. Back in the late 80s, we saw the beginning of the desperate, desperate search for the gay gene. We were told over and over again, well, we haven't found it yet, but we will find it because same-sex attraction is genetic. It's biological. You are born that way. There's nothing you can do about it. It is not environment. It is not nurture. It is nature. We used to hear that all the time. Nature, not nurture. You are born with a same-sex attraction. And that's why several states have enacted laws making it illegal to counsel someone who feels same-sex attraction but wants to go on the other way. The homosexual who desire to be straight. It's illegal. California, several other states. So we were told, we haven't found it yet, but we will. Well, this blockbuster study was released late last week. Again, the largest, most extensive study ever done on the topic. And the conclusion, there is no gay gene. It is just as much nurture as nature. But it's fascinating to see how the different news outlets reported the very same study, the very same research. Now, again, and I went over it in depth last week, there is no gay gene. There is no gay gene. This study has proven it. It is more environment and nurture than it is nature. All right, that is the conclusion. It is an unmistakable conclusion. And yet, listen to some of these headlines from the Wall Street Journal, often considered to be conservative. The Wall Street Journal's headline, research finds genetic links to same-sex behavior. That's a lie. That is a lie. Research finds exactly the opposite, that there is no genetic link. There are some genetic variations that could be found, but in a very small percentage of people who have same-sex attraction. So we have the Wall Street Journal reporting exactly the opposite of the findings. Again, headline, research finds genetic links to same-sex behavior. The New York Times had this headline, many genes influence same-sex sexuality, not a single gay gene. Many genes influence same-sex sexuality. Well, that's misleading because it says that there are some genetic variations that are in effect in some, a small percentage, not the majority, not even close. Small percentage, there are some genetic variations that could be linked to same-sex attraction. But many genes influence same-sex sexuality, not a single gay gene. No. The Associated Press had this headline. New genetic links to same-sex sexuality found in huge study. That's not true either. Again, Associated Press. New genetic links to same-sex sexuality found in huge study. That's exactly the opposite of the conclusion. Of the major news sources, NPR is about the only one that had it somewhat accurately. Liberal left-wing NPR had this headline. Search for gay genes comes up short in large new study. That's accurate. Search for gay genes comes up short in large new study. That's accurate. The Washington Post said, there's no one gay gene, but genetics are linked to same-sex behavior. That's misleading. Let me read it again. This is the Washington Post. There's no one gay gene, but genetics are linked to same-sex behavior, but only in a very small minority. In most cases, there is no genetic link whatsoever, according to this study. But the Washington Post says there's no one gay gene, but genetics are linked to same-sex behavior. Now, those are the headlines from most of the major news sources, and most of them, except for NPR, are either unbelievably biased or absolutely a lie. Now, here is the headline in the actual scientific journal that released this study. So please remember, this is the source. This is the source, Science News. Their headline was, there's no evidence that a gay gene exists. That's the actual source of the research study, the publishing of the research study. There's no evidence that a gay gene exists. Now, does anybody wonder why the overwhelming majority of the American public has no confidence whatsoever in the news media? Now, what's fascinating, I mentioned the New York Post and their headline again from the New York Post, new genetic links to same-sex behavior found in huge study. So please remember, the actual source says there's no evidence that a gay gene exists. So the editorial boards of these newspapers determine what headlines they would put on it, knowing the headline that was given by the actual source. So the New York Post, new genetic links to same-sex behavior found in huge study. Let me read just a little bit of the story. First sentence from the New York Post. The largest study of its kind found new evidence that genes contribute to same-sex sexual behavior. That's the first sentence in the first paragraph, which is at best horribly misleading and at worst a blatant lie. Then I go down two paragraphs later in the same article. Two paragraphs later, quote, the researchers said thousands more genetic variants likely are involved and interact with factors that aren't inherited, but that none of them cause the behavior nor can predict whether someone will be gay. Those are directly contradictory to each other. Now, again, let me read the first sentence and then the first sentence of the fourth paragraph. All right? First sentence, first paragraph. The largest study of its kind found new evidence that genes contribute to same-sex behavior. Four paragraphs later, the researchers said thousands more genetic variants likely are involved and interact with factors that aren't inherited, but that none of them cause the behavior, nor can predict whether someone will be gay. absolutely contradictory statements within four paragraphs. Well, actually, these are very short. These are all one-sentence paragraphs. So within not only just four paragraphs, four sentences of each other. Sentence number one, yeah, genes contribute. Yeah, it's linked to genes. Four sentences later, well, not really. And no one can predict genetically. There's nothing inherited. There's nothing biological. There's nothing genetic. There's nothing in the DNA to determine whether someone will be gay or not. In other words, it's environmental. It is nurture, not nature. So why do we have these vastly different headlines of exactly the same research? Because of the gay mafia. The radical homosexual community wields unbelievable power and influence. And none of these major news sources want to fall prey to attacks of this unbelievably powerful portion of our population, the homosexual activists. So to present the truth in a headline would tick off people that the news media does not want to tick off. So they either have to soften the conclusions of this report or blatantly lie in their headline so they won't run afoul of the radicals in the homosexual movement. It's astounding. It is absolutely astounding. All right, quick break.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Got a couple of updates. I normally do those earlier in the program, but they had some things that I felt were a little more urgent. And this, I am really embarrassed, but this story is about a year old, but I didn't see it until today. I remember covering it way back 2 years ago, but I didn't see the update until today. And it's a story of a scientist by the name of Mark Armitage. He was hired by California State University at Northridge to take over their microscope lab. And evidently, he did an exceptional job, got wonderful reviews from his fellow employees. He took over the position in 2010. He was the chief microscopist. He took over the microscope lab at California State University at Northridge. Stellar career. He had published 30 articles in scientific journals about his specialty and so forth. Well, he went on an excavation at Hell Creek, Montana. And there he and the others dug up the largest Triceratops horn ever found. You may remember this story because it sent shockwaves through the scientific community. Why? Well, just the fact that it was the largest Triceratops horn ever discovered would have been amazing. But he took the horn back to the laboratory. And remember, he is the chief of the microscopes. So he takes it back to the lab, and he found a startling discovery. Unfossilized, undecayed tissue was present in the Triceratops horn. Now, why is that so significant? Well, We are told that this Triceratops was supposed to be 65 million years old, according to the evolutionists. Well, if it was 65 million years old, it would have been impossible for soft tissue to remain. Absolutely impossible. Which was a direct hit at evolutionary theory. If there was soft tissue in this horn, it could not be millions of years old, or it would have been fossilized, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, he published the report from his own scientific research and simply postulated that it is impossible for this dinosaur Triceratops horn to be millions of years old, and therefore it falls into his belief that we are created rather than we evolved. Well, as a result, he was fired. He was fired. He published his research in February of 2013 in a peer-reviewed journal of cell and tissue research. 2 weeks later, he was fired. 2 weeks later, he was fired. A biology professor at the university came into his office at the time and said, "We're not going to tolerate your religion in this department." And again, he was fired. Well, he fought back, filed a lawsuit against the university. And again, this is the California State University at Northridge. And again, this story is a year old, but I didn't see it. He settled out of court for $400,000. The university realized they would lose, and he settled out of court. For 2 years, California State University at Northridge fought Armitage's lawsuit. The university alleged his firing was simply a restructuring of their biology department and not a case of religious discrimination. But the university lost its bid to have the judge summarily throw the case out of court as groundless in July of last year. And so they decided to settle. And the attorney has now received $399,500. The executive director of the Church State Council, which is a nonprofit California public interest group, said, "We are not aware of any other cases where a creationist has received a favorable outcome. This was truly a historic case." And again, I don't know how I missed that, but that is good news and good for him. Hey, when we come back, I'm going to ask for your input on something that I think is very, very frightening, and I want to hear from you. Yeah, I do. I want to hear from you when we come back.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.